What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. Today, we're going to talk about comparing the straight line seduction system, my original system that I came up with when I just started professionally teaching seduction. And we're going to compare that to the straight line sex system, which is my latest system, obviously, that I just launched actually yesterday. Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to look at a few different dimensions by which we can judge both systems simultaneously, or at least compare them, okay? And this is quite important because I think it puts everything that I've done so far into perspective, and it allows you to make a judgment of what system you should get. And spoiler alert, it's pretty obvious what you should get in any case, no matter what your skill level might be, and I will explain in detail why that is the case. By the way, the straight line sex system is available on hustlervault.anthonyhustle.com. That's my new platform called Hustler Vault, where all the content goes now that I'm putting out. So this podcast, at least the paid version, will be on there as well. It will be exclusive only to Prime subscribers, and it will be available on there, okay? So just really quickly before I get into it, the launch yesterday of the Hustler Vault and the straight line sex system went well. There were some hiccups, as you might expect when you're launching a new product, especially if it's a technical product like a media platform. But that went well, so thanks everybody, for whoever you are, for subscribing. It's appreciated. And let's get back to the point here and compare the two systems. I mean, for those of you that haven't heard much about it, the straight line sex system is a system that is basically boiling down everything to the core principles with the intent of making it very fast to create abundance with women and sex. Whereas I think the straight line sex system is more a system, the straight line seduction system is more a holistic view on seduction, on you know, philosophy, and obviously application of seduction. It's also simple and efficient, but it's more holistic, and it's, you know, we'll get into it, it's more versatile, and I'll explain what I mean by that. But before I, you know, get ahead of myself, let's pull up that slide so we can see what I'm talking about. So yeah, this slide here, I made it quickly. It's basically on the left column, you have the straight line seduction system. On the right column, you have the straight line sex system. And on the left side, you have the different dimensions by which I think you can really differentiate or orthogonalize the two models. And let's start from the top, okay? The learning curve, or the learning speed, okay? The question here is, how fast can you learn each of those systems? And the short answer is that you can learn the straight line seduction system only slowly, and you can learn the straight line sex system very fast. And let me explain just briefly what I mean by that. Okay, so the straight line seduction system is more pattern based, okay? Like, your routine is basically a special case or a subset of a pattern, okay? The pattern might be push-pull, and the routine might be, I think you're cute, you remind me of my little sister, okay? So that's one routine that falls into the grand scheme of push-pull patterns. And the straight line seduction system is very much pattern-based, which is almost like a category that you learn of, like a writing style or a choke style, or, you know, a move in chess. Yeah, and then you can apply that pattern in any kind of situation, but obviously it requires you to practice that pattern quite a lot, right? Because you need to be able to on the fly come up with new routines that match that pattern. So obviously the straight line selection system also has routines, but it's very much pattern based. That's why it's a little bit more philosophical versus the straight line sex system is all routines based, okay? And therefore it has very few routines, which makes it very fast to learn, okay? Not only does it have only routines, but it has very few routines, okay? And those are generally applicable routines, which means they don't only apply for day game, but they apply for night game, and they apply for train game, and they apply for space shuttle game. They're very general and they're very widely applicable, okay? And therefore, for those two reasons, I think the learning curve is much faster to learn the straight line sex system, especially if you have a low skill level, but also when you have a high skill level and you might be confused sometimes about, you know, what to do in which situation, it's always a very good fallback option to go back to the straight line sex system, even if you are more pattern-based person. Versus the straight line seduction system, you need to, you know, really practice a lot to get the patterns down, and you need to kind of like have seen all the corner cases of seduction. When she does this, when she's from this country and this kind of culture, she's sexual, not sexual, and so on and so forth. It gives you a lot of, you know, different patterns or different routines that fit for different situations, and therefore it's harder to learn. So tranquility and emotional stability, I think a lot of people are really looking for that, and including myself. It was really frustrating for me when I was going through the motions of learning different things when seducing girls to stay emotionally stable. It was almost impossible, and especially because there was nothing good out there in terms of material and in terms of mindset, and so I was always torn between, you know, am I just not good at it, or is the girl like not the right girl, or are the guys who are writing up these things, you know, they have no idea what they're talking about. So I never really read too much because nothing really resonated with me. And there's actually an overview on the history of seduction systems on the Hustler Vault, where I talk about mystery method and 60 years of challenge and London day game model and so on and so forth. But like, I never quite really liked any of those. But like, let's just stay with my two systems, the straight line seduction system, okay? The straight line seduction system is less tranquility based, mainly again because it has patterns and it has a lot of routines and a lot of lines and a lot of moves, and it's covering all corner cases of seduction that you can imagine, okay? And that can lead to frustration because now you're not a one-trick pony, okay? You have like physical moves, you have, you know, non-verbal moves, and you have loads of them, and then you have patterns, and you can do it in different ways all the time. So you're basically going hunting, but when you're going hunting, you have a rifle and you have a desert eagle and you have a hunting knife and you have a bow, and you have like traps and whatever else you might have, I don't know. So you have all these kinds of different tools in your toolbox, but obviously, you know, it's always difficult to get good with 5 or 10 different tools. You know, while in any specific situation, there's probably one best tool to use, but yet, you know, it's very difficult to get very good with all of the tools, and therefore it leads to that frustration of what to do in what situation. And this counts for any other seduction system out there. You know, at least, you know, the straight line seduction system doesn't require you to come up with assumption stacks and verbal acrobatics or anything like that. It's straight to the point. You don't have to hold conversations for 20 minutes. It's really short, and that's what, you know, makes it still super powerful. But yet, as in its brevity, in its shortness, in its conciseness, it still requires you to be capable of having 10 different tools if you really wanna maximize its effectiveness. You're probably good with the top two or three tools. If you wanna be really good, you need to really, you know, go for the full range. Whereas the straight line sex system, it's going hunting with one big elephant gun, and you really know how to handle that gun. And you're pulling the trigger all the time with that gun. You know the scope, you know what to go for. It's always the same, whether you're in the forest, whether you're hunting in the desert, or whether you are hunting whatever on a yacht in the ocean. You always have that gun, and you're waiting for the animal to come by, and you pull the trigger, and you get really good at it because of that, and because you know this is what I'm doing, and I'm cutting out all of the other stuff that leads to tranquility. Okay, and on top of that, the core mindset, one of the core mindsets, is the superpower of control, and there's various superpowers of control that I'll discuss on the Hustler Wall for the people that subscribe to Prime. I don't want to put this into the public channel, but there's various superpowers of control, and we are focusing only on what we're controlling and not on what we can't control, such as the girl's response, whether she has a boyfriend, whether it's raining, snowing, hailing, whether, you know, there's obstacles in the way, or whether she runs out of the bar after a drink, whatever it may be. Things we don't control are completely cancelled out, and that gives you stability. And on top of that, whilst also the straight line seduction system is based on statistics, the straight line sex system is even more based on statistics and on numbers and on cranking it out and on process. So that is something that I built into that system, and that makes it much more emotionally easy to apply that system. I think it's, you know, it's super powerful. Performance certainty. Okay, performance certainty, what I mean by that is basically, how sure are you that you can perform the model correctly? Okay, again, it's this joint hypothesis problem. Sorry for using some, you know, jargon here, some, you, whatever you want to call it, some scientific jargon. But the problem is, and this is key, you never quite know, did I do the model right, or was the girl easy, or did I do the model wrong, or was she just a no? You can't differentiate those two easily, and you'll never quite know, because you can have the, that's why the beginner can get an 8, and that's why the top guy can lose a 7, okay? That's because there's not a one-to-one relationship between skill and outcome, and that leads to performance uncertainty. Okay, so you don't quite know. Okay, and with the straight line seduction system, okay, you have higher performance uncertainty, again, because you have a more complex pattern-based approach, and that, you know, requires that makes it harder. Again, you need to master more skills, and therefore in the beginning your performance certainty is low, because you don't know whether you can pull off those skills perfectly. And then later that skill is very high. Versus with the straight line sex system, there are very few routines, general routines, and you, I don't know, there might be 10 different lines, you know, that you'll ever need to use from approach to sex, okay? So if you compare, if I told you I give you 10 lines, that's all you will ever use. Like, literally. Like, don't ask me how you cover 3 hours of conversation or two with that, but that's how it is, okay? I write that down in the model. Now compare these 10 lines versus like what you could do with the, you know, with the straight line seduction system. Is like you could, you could have hundreds or thousands of unlimited amount of variants because you're using patterns, right? And that creates performance uncertainty or, you know, less certainty. But, you know, the straight line SAC system has a higher and an immediate performance certainty. Within a few dates, you get performance certainty, or a few days, yeah? But the straight line seduction system, while it might be slower at the start, it goes higher at the end, just because it's more powerful. Again, if you're in the forest, okay, let's say you have, let's say the straight line SAC system has a one big elephant gun. What are you gonna do if you're underwater in the ocean, okay? And then you want a harpoon, and that's what the straight line seduction system gives you. But then you can only use the harpoon if you know how to handle the harpoon. And that's the problem. You need to be able to use the harpoon, the elephant gun, the knife, and everything else with the straight line seduction system if you want to use its full capability, okay? So, again, and maybe I didn't put the, oh, I'll talk about that later, actually. Okay, so the outcome predictability, okay? By that I mean, how certain are you that when you do a certain number of sets that you will get, you know, laid, basically? With the straight line seduction system, because there's patterns, again, it's more complex, more powerful, but more complex. So your outcome predictability, again, will go down in the beginning because it's tough to get your head around all the different aspects of it. Tougher, okay? But then at the end, once you master it, it's high, okay? It's a very high predictability. That's when you watch my videos, I didn't go out, approach 100 girls to get these videos done. So that shows you the power if you really master the straight line seduction system. But mastering that takes thousands of hours, okay? Whereas the straight line sex system, it's simple, it has simplicity, okay? And because of that, very few lines, very few moves, very few routines, so to speak, very high outcome predictability immediately, okay? Because there is not that much to learn and there's not that much to perfect, you will know what your base rate is. And actually, I discuss it in the document, what you exactly need to do to get an almost 100% probability of getting laid week in and week out. Within 11 days, you'll be there, okay? If you really do what I say in the book or in the document, okay? So that's kind of the comparison there. Female quality level. So what kind of quality can you get with which system, okay? And that's where you really see the power of the straight line seduction system. It's because it takes longer to learn and because it is more powerful and it is more versatile. And it's harder to learn, but once you do master it, it really goes to the highest level, the 8, 9s and 10s. And that's really what that system is made for, okay? Because at the highest level, you need to really know how to handle the knife and the gun and the harpoon and the trap, okay? So, and you need to know how to handle that with muscle memory, because you get tested by those 8s, 9s and 10s very quickly. And if you don't know what you're doing, then, you know, you feel uncertain about yourself and you're most likely to lose it, okay? Whereas the straight line sex system, okay, it doesn't go maybe quite as high. Well, also, it doesn't go quite as high because naturally, if you go to that level, you would probably want to switch over to the straight line seduction system. But the straight line sex system gets you the 7 and the 8s very, very predictable, okay? And I'm already like talking about a point later on, but that's really like, how many guys really want to master that skill of 9s and 10s? Yeah, that extra top percentile. Not that many guys have the ambition, the drive, and the persistence to reach that top. So I designed it this way. Let's skim off that top end of the quality level. But then at least for the 7s and 8s, like an 8 is in my book, is still really, you know, attractive. But you can get that extremely consistently. Like that is a good trade-off to make. Give away the supermodels, but like have the, you know, the beauty next door consistently. That is a trade-off I would be willing to make if I wasn't a complete nutcase about seduction, okay? So application versatility. I mean, you guys can guess it. Straight line seduction system has the highest application versatility. It literally, you know, it allows you to, you know, to kill the tuna in deep sea fishing and hunt the monkey in the trees, you know, like it has all the different bells and whistles that you need to, you know, do every single seduction situation, handle it in every single way, okay? But obviously, again, comes at the cost of complexity and patterns and so on. Whereas the straight line sex system, very general routines, very general, very few routines, covers almost everything, but it just is not quite as versatile, okay? But it has a very high versatility because it covers, as I said, the train, the night game, the day game, the social circle, everything. You can handle everything with this one simple system. So again, to handle this one super weird corner case that you haven't seen before, you can use the straight line seduction system, and if you really master it, you will be slicker, you will be just smoother than with the straight line sex system. However, that comes at the cost of very extreme focus and practice and persistence over thousands of hours. And again, not many people want that. Many people just want really consistent results in 80%, like 80-20, like, you know, like with, you know what I mean? Like with the 10 situations that you usually come across, you're handling 80% of the cases, if not 90. And that's where the straight line sex system really shines, okay? So last but not least, what should you practice? I think, you know, it's a fair question. I think for the medium and higher level guys, if they already know quite a lot, I think they should start really with the straight line seduction system. But once they have done that and they have really had some experience with it and maybe have, you know, bumped into some obstacles such as frame control becomes difficult or all kinds of other aspects that I'm really cutting out, like a lot of things that I'm cutting out, and you have implemented the straight line seduction system and you just have hit some, you know, some walls, I really think that in this case you can feel like, I don't know whether I'm doing it right, or you feel like maybe, you know, I just don't understand exactly what's going on and I'm a bit confused and I've tried these things and they don't ever quite work, or sometimes they work and sometimes they don't work. For those guys at that point, and that takes some time to reach that point, for those guys, I really recommend to go over to the straight line sex system, because it really boils it down and takes away all the complexity and just tells you, look, let's forget about all of this shit. I don't want you to listen to any of these complicated things. Just focus on this one thing and just do that. And then later you can add on complexity, okay? That's definitely what I would say. If you have never touched any of my material and you think of yourself as a medium to high level guy, go straight to the straight line seduction system. You will just get a lot more out of it. And then once you hit that threshold, then swap over. For the guy that's a beginner, or for the guy that just doesn't want to go to that highest level and is not a beginner, that's why I said here, for any skill level, go to the straight line sex system. If your maximum that you want to get is like that 8, which is, honestly, I'm telling you, an 8 for me is a very attractive girl. If that's what you want predictably without a headache and you just want to apply the same thing day in, day out, and you don't have to do it every day, but, you know, week in, week out and get the results and then just have a coke and a smile and shut the F up, then you go to the straight line sex system, because it's just simpler. It just doesn't require you to, you know, rack your brain day in, day out and rehearse different things. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think that's pretty much an overview. And if I was to do seduction and I had never done it before, I would definitely go for the straight line sex system, just because there is so much garbage or garbage out there that it, you know, it blows your mind and you just don't know where to start and where to end, and it's too much. And that very simple system that's based on numbers and based on, you know, what you control and gives you that tranquility, that system is just, it's just like a diamond in the rough. It's like I don't know the word, but we say in German "Fels in der Brandung." Okay, it means like it's like a big rock, you know, in the middle of the ocean that you can rely on, and the water is whirling around, and but that rock, that cornerstone, is there, and that's what's really important at the beginning, because all that rejection and all that, you know, emotionally draining stuff that's going on when you're new, or even when you're not new, you want really something to go back to say, like, I know this for sure, and if I follow this, then this is what's gonna happen. And that's why I think the straight line sex system is a really solid thing to learn. Okay, so I hope this is useful. I will talk a little bit about the superpowers of control now that are available on the Hustler Club for the Prime members that have access to the straight line sex system. I will briefly discuss what those superpowers are, and yeah, and if you buy the document, obviously you get the super detailed you know, mindset stuff on that as well. But anyway, I hope this is useful. Peace out to the YouTubers.